Hello.
Are we live? Is that what's going on?
I think we are live.
Dope.
I hear you loud and clear. Do you hear me?
I hear you pretty loud and clear too. What's going on here? What's happening? Please tell me. Catch me up. What's going on? What are we doing?
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Foreign Brothers. This is my podcast. I'm your host, my co-host over here. Introduce yourself.
All right, so who's the host? First of all, give me a little feedback. Who's the host?
I'm the host with the most, out here repping the host name. What you mean?
Repping what host name? Bro, what is your name? Bro, what is your name?
All right, I'm just gonna talk about myself real quick. I'm gonna give you guys a little quick feedback, what I'm known for. My name is Misa, or nickname.
You're not known for anything, by the way.
Huh?
You're not known for anything, by the way.
All right, yeah, sure. I'm a Harvard dropout.
Bro, you did not go to no Harvard. What?
Dude, yes, I did.
Did not go to no Harvard. What are you talking about? Please give these people something good to listen to.
I went to Harvard for like half a semester. I dropped out because I was
Bro,
too
you live
poor.
in Hammond. You live in Hammond. You didn't go to no Harvard. You got no money for Harvard. What are you talking about?
Dude, for real. All right. I'm gonna give you a real talk. My name is Misael Maldonado, and I come from a world called what's a what world is Superman from?
Krypton?
I think so, yeah. And actually, I don't even know the Superman story. All right,
What?
for real, for real, for real.
Okay.
my name is Misa. I'm a young boy. I live in a small city, out in Chicago.
Right, let's get one thing clear. First of all, you don't live in a city, in a small city near Chicago. All right, you live in Hammond. It's not small, it's not big, but it's not in Chicago either.
All right. Well, it's near Chicago. I tell people where I'm from. I'm like, yeah, Hammond. They're like, wait, what? Where's that? If I say Chicago, they're like, oh, for real? How much people you kill?
I guess. Bro, you're giving Chicago a bad rep. Don't do that to me. Don't do that. L
That's
these
true. That's
listeners
true.
don't want this. All right, so that's you. You had your time. That's Misa. That's your host. That's who you're gonna be hosting this podcast. But then you got the one, the only, the myth, legend, Mr. Brian. That's right. That's me right here. A little feedback about myself. Not feedback, but a little insight about myself. I don't know, 22, about to be 23. That's all the feedback, that's all the input you need. So I think that was a good enough intro. Go ahead and roll that intro music, boy.
All right. Oh, actually, I forgot to tell you. I didn't get an intro.
What?
I didn't get an intro song.
How do you not get an intro song, bro? That's, dude, are you serious?
So, I come back from work, right? And I hit this bed. And
You
I
could
actually
do
kind of
this
did
kind of
work
work. You could do that kind of work while in bed. All right, you know what? Let's give these people a little intro music. Introducing Brian and Misa
Whoa,
podcast.
wait.
All right,
Wait, hold
cool.
on. They should
Feedback.
go. Introducing Misa and Brian. Not Brian and Misa. Misa and Brian.
All right, yeah, whatever, whatever.
All right. But for real though, Brian, if you would describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
In one word,
Yeah, just describe yourself. Like, what would you call yourself? Like, one word.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, why?
Jeez, I don't know. That's you got me on the spot there. I no, probably not awesome. I would say, let me try to humble myself. If I could describe myself in one word, it would be, I guess, just okay. This is more than one word, but I would say down to earth. I feel like I'm a pretty down to earth person, especially because like, it's like when you're talking to people, some people can be not down to earth and like be a little bit too perfectionist. I don't know. I don't know if that's just me or other people think that, but I like to be somebody that's open, somebody that that you can have a conversation with and not be judged upon. So I think down to earth, it's not one word, but
This is a comedy, not a. This is who I am. All right.
what? What is this? Did I just get cut off? You asked me a serious question. I'm asking you serious.
I see. You said awesome. Why? Cause I'm awesome, man. What? Like, I think
Okay.
I'm kind of open.
Okay, hold up. You said this is comedy. All right. One word to describe myself? Dope.
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 Dude, that's dope. What word would I describe myself? Probably godlike.
You said one word, first of all.
Oh, but you said two also.
And second of all, you said, I said dope. I didn't say one word. I didn't say two words. And second of all,
Before that though.
yeah, well, it doesn't count because clearly it's comedy and godlike is not funny.
All right, fine. God.
Of what?
Dude, just God.
Nah.
Nah? All right. Why would I describe myself God? Well, you ever just look up on the sky, you see
Okay,
no
you know what's something,
speaking.
you know what's something funny is that you're the host, but you're asking yourself questions.
Right. So the host is what the host does. All right. Listen up, co-host.
Man, I'm just shooting you some pointers. I don't know. I'm just shooting you some pointers. I think
Well, that's the
if
thing.
I
We're
want
not like
something
other
about you,
podcasts.
what do you mean when I like other podcasts?
We do similar stuff, but we're different, you know?
I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say here is you don't ask as a host, you don't ask yourself questions. Like
All right, yeah, I see your point.
I have to ask you the question. So instead of asking what one word to describe yourself, I choose to ask you what non-compliment would you give yourself?
Non-compliment,
Yep.
like a. Okay. Maybe is it have does it have to be one word?
No, it could be various ways.
Probably that I'm just, dude, I actually don't know. I'm just too good.
That's one, cocky.
Cockiness. I'm too cocky. There's times where I get too cocky.
No, that's all right. That's there you go.
All right, what about you?
What about me?
What you just asked me and answer yourself.
What one non-compliment would I give myself?
Yeah.
My glasses make me look.
Make you look what?
My glasses make me look funny.
Oh, I didn't hear the funny part. Oh. I don't know. I kind of embrace my glasses. You know, that's just who I am. I am the glass wearing guy.
Sure. You do your thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, what do you think of this World Cup so far?
What I think of what?
What do you think of this World Cup so far?
This World Cup, man. Geez, I don't know. Well, I'm going for, personally, I'm going for Argentina, and man, it's tight. Like,
Wait, pause. Did you just change your mic?
why?
Because I can hear you clear now.
You couldn't hear me clear before?
Not as much, but I thought that's just because how it was. And then when you finish it up, it was so much clearer.
Interesting. I may have switched the microphones around a little bit. Yes.
Right, well, this sounds pretty good.
All right, cool. Whatever. Good to know. All right.
What
So,
was
yeah, anyway,
World
World
Cup?
Cup. I'm going for Argentina personally. But from the beginning, before the World Cup even started, before when they were still in the qualifiers, I was like, Argentina isn't going to make it far. And honestly, I'm surprised they've made it to the quarterfinals. It's like they're really trying, but they're just like not finding each other, man. It's like it's a tight it was a tight game, especially last game. It was a tight game. They made it this far, but I don't know how much, man. I don't know how much they can keep going. Germany just got out today. Germany got eliminated. So this World Cup
Dude,
is like
that's
all over the
crazy.
place.
South Korea destroyed Germany.
Yeah.
Germany was, for those that don't know, pretty sure most of you guys know, Germany won the last World Cup.
They had the weight of the
Yeah.
shoulders. They had the, what? They had the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Mexico even took them down.
Yeah. Yeah, Mexico is still in the World Cup. They're in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, they lost to Sweden.
But they're still in the
So,
quarterfinals.
no, yeah, they made it in, but they lost to Sweden today.
They sure did. All right, how about you? Who do you go for?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna have to go for Chicago Fire. They're doing pretty fire this
Are
season.
you serious? Chicago Fire isn't even an international. Is not an international team. USA didn't even make it. Do you even watch soccer?
Football.
What?
What? I do watch football. You know how you guys say it, football? Because,
Okay. All right.
Who am I going for? At first, I was like, dude, Peru actually made it. And that one game I saw of them, they were going strong. So I was like, dude, tell me why I think Peru is going to make it. They got eliminated. But yeah, same. I'm for sure going for Argentina. Always have, always will.
Man, it's late. We're out here doing this podcast at super late. Why don't we do this before?
Don't know. Oh, for those that don't know, I'm pretty sure you don't. You're just listening. This is 12:34 a.m. Brian's awake, so he finds it
All right, hold
pretty
on. Let me
late.
stop you right there.
What?
I can hang. All right, I can pull an all-nighter. I can go well over 24 hours without sleeping, and I have. All right, I don't want to hear a week.
Four, try 25.
20, you never spent 25 hours awake. You never spent
No, I'm just saying,
25
like, try.
anything
Oh,
doing
me, dude,
anything.
bet I could do it. Bet I could do it.
No, you can't.
I can.
What's all that noise?
So we're at 14 minutes. Oh, that was my water bottle.
What was I gonna say? What were we talking about? Jeez, you made me forget. You can't spend 25 anything. All right, you can't spend 25 minutes doing anything. You can't spend 25 seconds doing anything. And you for sure cannot do anything for 25 hours, especially stay awake, because I know you're a weakling.
Wow. Wow.
If anybody's a weak here, it's you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Pause right there. Pause. Dude, hold up. I got the controller in my hand and I'm clicking pause. You don't even know. You think I can't spend 25 hours awake?
You can't.
Right. We're about to reach 15 minutes into this podcast. And this will reach up to 25 hours. I hope you guys are ready to
So we're
listen.
gonna do a 25-hour podcast.
I mean, well, when we reach 24 minutes, I'll just say I reached 24 hours.
You know what? We should do that. We should try to pull. You think we would do that? Pull world's longest podcast consecutive without stopping, no edits. That'd be crazy.
Dude, we should try. Well, what's the? We should check later what the
With the world record?
time is.
Jeez, I don't know.
Yeah, what the world
We'd have to
is.
do some research, but that'd be pretty crazy. All right, so yeah. Well, what's the name of this podcast? What are you naming this?
Foreign brothers.
Foreign Brothers? Are you serious?
Yeah, we're foreign.
All right, let me stop you right there. One of us is foreign.
All right, who's foreign?
That's none of your business, first of all. If you don't know who's foreign, then
Then you're probably new to this podcast and don't know who we are. Well, wait, let me say that again. We're all new to this podcast. But if you don't know who we are and I didn't shout my, because I'm most likely shouting this podcast out on every social media I got. And if you don't know who we are, you won't know who the foreign one is.
so what you're trying to tell me is you don't know until you know, huh?
Yeah.
Bro, you're
Until we reached
bars.
until we reach 1 million subscribers, and we'll do a face reveal,
Bars.
and then you'll see, and then you'll obviously see who the foreign one
You
is,
think you're gonna get that
because he
many
has
fans? You think you'll get that those many listeners?
a. I don't know if you ever seen it, but Adam Sandler, he put on his one of his comedy stand-ups, he predicted his future, and it came. That's what I'm doing right now.
You
I'm
okay?
predicting my future.
All right. First of all, you don't know Adam Sandler. You have no association with Adam Sandler. Let me go ahead and stop you there.
Wow.
You're giving these
Dude, what
people,
do you mean I have no
you're
association?
giving your listeners fake advertisement.
No, it's true. Look it up. He predicted his thing on a comedy stand-up. I saw it on YouTube.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
All right.
You talk too much. That's your problem.
I do. You know, I'm Albert Einstein's grandson.
Albert Einstein, what?
I'm Albert Einstein's grandson.
No, you're not. You
No,
could be
actually,
Albert
I'm
Einstein's
actually.
grandfather. You're so old.
I'm so
Yeah,
old.
you look old. You look like you're a good 130 years old.
Oh, for real? Yeah, I actually am
I'm
his
over here trying
dad.
to do the math. I don't even know what year Einstein was born, when he died. Can he? That's 140.
I don't
I
know.
would have to look into that. I don't know. I really don't know. That was just a number that I guessed. If I'm correct, that'd be pretty crazy. That's just a number I pulled out of nowhere. But no, Einstein was a lot. I think he was around a lot more than 130 years ago.
That's crazy. If Bragg Brian said in the beginning, he said that he's turning 23, and Brian's getting old. He's becoming an oldie.
Dude, I am not getting old. This is like the beginning of my life. I'm in my prime.
For those that don't know, I'm Brian's brother, and Brian says he's in his prime a lot. We would talk about his old, like his younger self. He's like, dude, that's what I mean. Is that's when I was in my prime. This is always talking about when he was in his prime.
I don't know what you're
I
talking
just
about.
want.
I'm 23 years old. You're acting like you're talking like as if I'm like 40, 50 years old. I'm not.
You are, dude. You're
Dude,
23.
I have so much energy. I can run a mile right now.
Oh, yeah.
But that's it. Like, run a mile for the rest of my life. I probably won't do any more exercise.
For those of you that haven't guessed it yet, I'm 16. Actually, no. Hold on. Let me say that right. Let me say that another way. I am 16. But for those that don't know, I'm always on my prime. I was prime since June 21st, 2002, all the way until till I die. I don't know. I just heard like the. I just did you hear that? I was like, "Ding!"
What are you talking about? So what? You're saying that your whole life is prime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, okay, yeah, okay, sure, that's
My prime, what do I see? I see myself riding the first flying car that I manufactured, or the one that
okay, let's talk
I
realistically now. You're 16 years old. You're not in school. What do you plan to do with your life?
oh, dude, let me tell you. You ever heard of I don't remember this guy's name, but yeah, he had nothing looking for with him until he got up, started working, and now he's a multi-billionaire.
What's your point?
That's just me in a movie.
That's you in
Yeah, they basically like the guy saw me,
a movie?
and he's like, "Wow, I'm gonna predict this future," and he made a movie about me.
All right, first of all, that's not how movies are made. Second of all,
I'm pretty sure the movies are made like that. You know, some of them are true stories. You know that?
yeah, but they don't predict the future. Okay, you know what? You're out of your head.
He saw me in a time machine. I saw him.
Dude?
He gave me the instructions to make his time machine. So
Dude?
I have him, and when I'm old enough, I'm gonna make it.
So you're telling me this is based on a true story that a guy went in a time machine and saw you working and working and working until he became a billionaire?
Yes.
All right, okay, cool. All right. You're gonna work and work until you become. What are you gonna do meanwhile?
Meanwhile, probably just gonna work until I'm president, and then when I'm president, actually, never mind, never mind, never mind. I ain't trying to do all that time when paperwork. Probably just keep doing what I'm doing right now,
What are you doing right now?
dude. I actually don't even know. I just paint. I wake up, force myself to wake up. I can't get out of bed. It's hard for me. Not because I'm sick or anything. It's just because I'm lazy.
Sounds like you're talking as if
And
you're sick, like you're like a good 80 years old. I wake up every morning and I try to get out of bed. Sometimes my ankles really hurt and I have arthritis.
hey, Brian, you know when you speak another voice, you actually gotta speak another voice, right? You're speaking like yourself. That's all because you sound kind of
You mean
radio.
that old man voice is my natural voice?
Yeah, because you're
So what
23, you're
is this?
getting
What am I
old.
doing right now? What voice is
Dude, everything you do is an old man, because you are an old
this?
man. You have the old man walk. You're always saying your back hurts.
Dude, again, 23 years old is not old.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sure.
All right, whatever. So what, you got any plans this year? Where what is it? We're in June. About to be July. You just turned 16 a few
It's about to
days,
be
a
July.
few what days ago, really?
Yeah, what is it?
Barely
25th
16,
today,
fresh 16.
26th?
You plan to get a job somewhere, you plan to do something this summer. Have some fun, go out, vacation, anything, or what?
I'm thinking of a trip to go to I'm thinking of going to Argentina, you know?
Cool.
Yeah,
Sounds like fun.
you know.
You know
No, I'm joking.
what?
What?
So when you explain things, you sound pretty boring. Just a trip to Argentina.
Wow, that hurts.
Good.
But this is my first podcast. I'll get better to it. I'll get more natural soon
You should write
enough.
a script.
Wow, I don't want them to think I'm scripted.
This is what happens when it's unscripted.
That's true. All right, yeah, I would write a script. This honestly, this first podcast was just like, let's do it. But
All right, so where do you see this podcast in the future?
Probably on a billboard in New York City.
The Foreign Brothers. Listen now on Spotify and iTunes. The Foreign Brothers.
No. It's gonna be like listen live.
Live? What are you gonna have a radio show or something?
Yeah, because they're gonna have us everywhere, we're gonna have our own live show.
Right. Okay. All right. Sure. So that's
Just predicting the future, you know what I mean?
What is it with you and predicting the future? First, you're talking about a movie and a time machine and the future.
No,
now you're
that movie
what are
was
you,
fake.
a
That movie
psychic?
was fake. Oh, I'm not a psychic. I'm just the kick. I'm not the side of the kick. I'm like the actual kick. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Like,
Your kick? Your
I'm not
kick?
side. I'm not no one's like a side guy, Not side man. I'm the first one. I'm the real one. So,
So you're a kick. That's what you're saying. You're not a sidekick, you're just a kick.
yeah.
I mean, I guess if you say so. All right, whatever. I dig it.
Yeah. So, hey, what's it? Did you know that, dude, I'm trying to think of what I thought about earlier, but it just doesn't come back. I was every time I paint, I'm like thinking, but I can't think of what I was thinking.
Do you have any famous paintings?
Famous paintings?
Yeah, you're a painter,
Oh,
right?
no, I don't have a.
An artist? Do you have any famous
Oh, I'm
paintings?
not an artist. What?
You said earlier that's what you're working, that you're a painter. Do you have any famous paintings?
Oh, no, like a house painter, not like a wall, like a photo
You're
kind of
Leonardo
thing painter.
DiCaprio, that's what you said, right? That's your name?
Oh, no, I'm Leonardo Misael DiCaprio. Misa.
Are you the dude that made the Mona Lisa?
Oh no, I made the Mona Lisa.
So stupid. I mean, all right, cool, whatever. I dig it.
Yeah, for real. I don't know, I just name every drawing after myself, You ever just saw something like, wow, who's this made from? Yeah, well, mine is just like every drawing you see of mine has to have a Misa in it.
Cool. So I'm in the presence of a famous painter. Famous.
Oh, not just famous. Famous worldwide,
So not just famous, but famous worldwide.
Yeah, I'm not famous like just here. I'm famous worldwide.
I guess. All right. Whatever. So, all right, let me get this straight. You're 16. I'm sure you've been growing facial hair or whatever.
Huh? What was that?
I said you're 16. I'm sure you've been growing facial hair or whatever. You know what I like to shave with?
What's that?
Have you ever heard of Dollar Shave Club? Dollar Shave Club is sponsoring our podcast.
Oh, really?
Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm just kidding. But you know what? I am getting pretty hungry. You know what I like to cook my meals with?
What's
Blue
that?
Apron. Blue Apron is sponsoring our podcast. Our pack. Jesus, I can't talk right now. Blue Apron is sponsoring our podcast today.
Oh,
The
really?
millions of selections worldwide.
Wow. For just now, you can sign up for this amount of money monthly. I don't know how much they cost.
13.99.
Dude, it's mad funny because my mom is spamming me right now on every social media I got, like WhatsApp or like Messenger. Like, hey, where are you? I'm downstairs, like, relax.
Ooh. Our mom is mad, like, is mad, she's Hispanic. So you know when you call her, when you call her and she doesn't answer you, it's like, all right, whatever. It's like, oh, okay, what you expect. It's like, okay, you call her and she doesn't answer. You're like, all right, whatever. If she calls back, I'm not gonna answer. She'll call you one time and you don't answer. She'll call you a bajillion times, call the cops 10 times. I've messaged you 137 times already. Probably called your Aunt Maria, your Aunt Tay Tay, and your Uncle Jose, and all your friends.
Dude, it's mad annoying, man. Every time Brian's not answering something, she tells me to text the guys that she's with or the girls that he's with. Mad annoying.
I don't know, man. Parents, man, they can be a pain.
Parents. You're right. Dude, isn't it crazy how there's some mothers that have like 10 kids and stuff? Talking about parents.
10 kids? I would like to meet somebody that has 10 kids to personally just be like, dude, what are you doing with your life? Like, 10 kids? Really? What do you need 10 kids for? Where do you put that many kids? Where?
That's
Do you
true.
have 10
That's
rooms?
real true.
Or do you put them all in one room?
He has like five bunk beds.
Right? You find actually that's some pretty good math. Five bunk beds
Yeah, I
equal
know.
ten.
It's five bunk
Did you?
beds equals 10.
Is this scripted? Did we know we were gonna make this joke? Hold up, what?
No, this isn't scripted. It's just I was gonna say four, but then I was like, wait, 5 plus 5 equals 12. So if I minus that by two, it would mean 10.
Okay.
Nah, just kidding.
Sure, whatever. Whatever you say, man.
Yeah, man. So, what's another? I'm just thinking, what's something like big that's going on right now? It's like I would like so like we could talk about it.
I don't know, you into politics?
Oh, dude, talking about politics. I'm talking to this person, right? And this is today. So we're like I'm talking like texting, and I'm like, dude, this is a pretty cool person. And out of nowhere, she's like, I tell her, it's like, yeah, I'm from here and everything, but mom's from Argentina. And she goes, oh, wow, you must hate Trump then. And I was like, actually, yeah, I do. And then she starts saying, she's a Trump supporter. But then starts talking like mad, dude. Like, I never thought anyone could talk about so much politics. So I was like, oh, yeah, cool. I was like, oh, well, not really interesting. Bye. I blocked her. Forget that. Dude, she opened my eyes to politics, and I was like, nah, man, I don't want this.
Politics is all drama, dude. Politics is all drama. I'm not even like, I've never been into politics. Like, I don't even say, yeah, I like this president, or no, I don't like this president, or I'm just like, everything is just all over the place when it comes to politics, and it's not something that I want to be a part of. That for sure.
I know what you
So it's like, but vote for me, President 2019, 2020. I'll be out here, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
2020. You'll be out here.
I'll make a I'll be making a the Great Wall on the US Mexican border. Might work for Trump. I don't know. I'm about to try it on myself.
I saw that Trump was paying a lot actually for people to build the wall.
This was like old news. I hope you know they're not building the wall.
Oh, for real?
Dude, you're mad late, by the way.
Dude, I'm mad late. Well, I think I heard that like 2 years ago. To like 2 years ago.
I heard that he would pay people per brick, like $2 a brick.
Oh, word.
All right, first of all, I was lying. Second of all, stop saying that word.
What? Dude, For those that don't know, Brian hates Word. Like when I'm like, I was like, he's like, yeah, I just had this hot dog. Oh, Word? He hates that. Why are you hitting the wall?
It was an accident.
Oh. Oh, but yeah, he hates Word.
Hate it.
So it's just funny saying it. Like, I don't know. I find it super funny. All these memes going on about it.
I don't know. Well, I mean, if you're gonna be out here talking about Word, then you can count me as co-host out of here.
Okay. My bad. Dude, you ever seen a girl or something? I think she's like you're around your age, but she ends up being like mad, like young.
All right. Yes. Definitely. I mean, there's been girls where I will see them like walking around, and I'm like, "Yo, she's a good." Actually, I had this experience not too long ago. There was this girl. I was like, "Yeah, she's a good 20, 19, 20, 21 years old." I'm over here, 22-year-old. I was like, "Yeah, that's around my range, my age range, or whatever." Tell me why I go up to talk to her with her parents. Her parents were. It was a party. Her parents were there. At the same table, I went up to talk to her parents. I knew her mom.
I remember
Dude,
this. All right,
this was a cute, this was a cute girl. I mean, and I was like, "Yo, what's up?" You know, I went up.
she's younger. Chill out,
I went at this. It's okay because at this point, I didn't know. There was, I knew her. I know her mother. Her mother. I used to spend some time with. And I didn't even know she had kids. Because she's got a few. But let me not go too much into detail. But basically, I go up to this table and I start talking to them. She has this necklace. I know this necklace, and I'm like, oh. She had like music notes on the necklace, and I was like, oh, that's cool. You like music? So I just. Basically, got a conversation, started a conversation out of that. And one thing led to another. I asked for her age, bro. 14. 14 years old.
14? Bro.
Bro, I stepped on the brakes so
Bro.
hard.
Hey, I was 16. What's
I
her
was
name?
like,
Nah, just
skirt.
kidding. We ain't shining up.
Yay, bro.
Let's do for all skirt. There was this girl I texted not that long ago. We're talking, right? I look at her Instagram page and I thought I was like, dude, a good 16, 15 or something. I asked her age and she's like 13. I mean, it's not bad. This one was like 13, but it'll be 14. But it's like crazy because like I think they're older, but they're actually not. But I mean, yours is worse though. No lie,
I don't
yours for
even know.
sure.
I can't even be talking about these things anymore. I don't know. I feel uncomfortable. That's 15.
Oh
That's
yeah.
15 in jail, bro. Don't do that. That's
Dude,
10. It's
that's for
failed.
real, actually.
Know where that's from? Dave
I think I don't
Chappelle.
know where. Oh, Dave Chappelle, yeah. Dude, that guy's hilarious. Dang, we're about
40
to be
minutes into this
40
podcast.
minutes
Cool.
into this.
All right, so we're cutting it at the 40-minute, 40-minute limit.
Yeah, it's already 39. We might as well start making an outro. All right. Well, this has been Foreign Brothers for you guys. Episode one of many episodes in the future. So it's me, Misa, and
What's up?
we have Brian. This is us. If you have any ideas for us or topics you want us to talk about, DM me on Instagram. I'll show myself out. DM me at MISAEL period underscore underscore. Yeah, I'm almost at 200 followers. So, while you're there, might as well just follow, I'm gonna help a little dude out. Oh, and when you're there, you'll see my Snapchat name, so you know, might as well add me.
Look through his followers and follow me at Bershan, Brashan period underscore.
Not bad. Oh, we got the shout out, right? I think that might be the best outro we've done yet.
This has been
Get it? Because this is our first one.
a Foreign Brothers podcast. This is Brian signing out. Peace out.
Wow. Dude, is this actually
Yes, yes it
your
is.
first podcast? Not bad.
Maybe.
You listen to a lot of podcasts, don't you? Yeah, this has been Foreign Brothers, even though one's foreign, one's not. But you know, I told Brian about this earlier. I was like, dude, Foreign Brothers. He's like, you know, one of us is foreign, right? And I tell him, well, you know, I'm foreign somewhere. And he's like, not bad. So yeah, this has been Foreign Brothers. Hope you guys tune in for. We're probably gonna do weekly podcasts around there. I'm gonna have to fill in the bio on this podcast and everything. So, 1:02 a.m. All right, I'm about to go to sleep. I gotta work tomorrow. So, it's been real.
Yeah, peace out.
All right, take care.